Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Abe Scar is with us, the director of Illinois Public Interest Research Group and the Illinois Public Interest Group Education Fund. Abe, I'm sure you were one of the first to notice that State Farm is raising their Illinois homeowners rates by 27%. We got a text message from Frank in Naperville, and he said that we're one of the states that doesn't have regulation when it comes to insurance rates. Is that true?
That's correct. For property and casualty insurance, our regulators have no authority to reject or modify excessive rate hikes. And we're one of only few states where that's the case. And so we're always worried that they may be raising rates here in Illinois because they can't, because it's easier than in another state where they may have to face tough questions from a regulator.
So they're raising it 27% in Illinois. It doesn't mean that they're doing it in Florida that obviously, you know, has to pay for hurricanes, or Texas that has to pay for floods, or a bunch of other states who are actually making claims, I would guess, at a far greater rate than we are in this state.
Well, not necessarily, actually. Here in Illinois, we actually face pretty significant weather, extreme weather harms. It's not as dramatic, perhaps, as a massive flood or the terrible wildfires or hurricanes, but a lot of insurance companies, the number one catastrophe loss for homeowners insurance is wind, hail, and tornadoes, things that do impact us here in the middle of the country. And so there is reason to believe that, you know, some amount of rate increase is appropriate. The problem is we have no way of analyzing the details of their rate increase, and I don't know that necessarily a half a billion dollar increase all at once is appropriate. That's why we think giving regulators the basic tools that almost every other state has is appropriate here for Illinois.
So this rate raising 27% would bring State Farm an additional half a billion dollars?
Every year, yes. It's $523 billion increase in premiums that Illinois customers will be paying annually. Now, State Farm is not a for-profit company. They're a mutual company, so it's owned by the policyholders. That said, it's a giant of the industry, and it is sitting on $142 billion of surplus. The industry as a whole is doing well. Last year, they made $167 billion in profit, those that do profit. So I think there is reason to question whether these aggressive rate hikes are necessary. Again, some level of rate hike may be appropriate, but the purpose of regulation is to figure out if it's the right level and to make sure that companies aren't gaming the system and raising rates faster than they need to, whether it's for profit, for these for-profit companies, or just perhaps to grow the size of their pile for State Farm.
Yeah, I understand you said they're worth $142 billion. I understand the year before it was about $134 billion. So it's not like they've lost money for the people who participate with State Farm Mutual. What's preventing regulation from happening in the state of Illinois?
Well, of course, Illinois is home to State Farm and Allstate, who are the two giants in property and casualty. And for a long time, we also didn't have this type of rate regulation for health insurance, but that changed a couple years ago. Over 2 years, the General Assembly passed legislation that now gives the Illinois Department of the Insurance the ability to do this type of basic rate regulation for health insurance. And that was a big change, and that passed with bipartisan support, primarily thanks to the support of Governor Pritzker. He really made it a priority and helped to get it over the finish line, along with, of course, many legislators and advocates who've been calling for that reform for years. We're very pleased that Governor Pritzker has called for the same type of reform in property and casualty, because this has also been a problem, as we've discussed before, in car insurance over the last couple years, where we've seen really massive rate increases. So we think now is the time for the General Assembly to act and to overcome that industry pressure that we know we'll face because we're home to these two companies. But hopefully we can get it done this year.
And because we are home to these two companies, it seems if they raise the rates, everybody else follows suit. Someone just sent a text and said, Country Financial hit customers with a 30% increase, no explanation, and we've been a customer for 50 years.
Yes, this is definitely not just State Farm. So home insurance rates in Illinois have gone up 50% over the last 3 years. The average premium has gone from around $2,000 to around $3,000. That increase is more than any other state over the last 3 years besides one other, Utah. So Illinois is seeing really rapid, aggressive homeowners insurance. The other problem is they're starting to drop coverage, or what State Farm is doing here, raise the deductibles. So we're actually paying more to get less. And that's a problem for an industry that's so profitable. We shouldn't be put in a situation as consumers. We have to pay more and more, but we're getting less protection from our insurer.
And A, what can consumers do? Where can they make their voice be heard? How can they stand up against these rate increases?
Well, I would absolutely encourage everybody to contact their state legislators. That's their state representative, their state senator. And if you're very motivated, go ahead and call Governor Pritzker and thank him for calling for change. Governor Pritzker asked legislators to take this up in veto session, which will be happening in October. So there's time to contact and ask your elected leaders to support reform so that we won't be able to stop this rate hike, but we may be able to trim rate hikes in the future.
And, you know, many times when we talk about anything like this, people go, why do you keep hiring celebrities for ad campaigns? Somebody said Jason Bateman, Mahomes, Andy Reid, you know, we're paying for that. But that really is just a drop in the bucket compared to what they're winning with these rate increases, right?
Yeah, it's not a huge expense. I mean, I'm sure it's more money than I have to make these ads and pay for them. But in the scheme of things, it's not a lot of money. But it is indicative that they are working to grow their customer base and they're seeing profits from their customer base. So I think the fact that they're putting all this money into ads seems like the business is healthy and does call into question the need for the size of these rate increases.
Thank you so much for joining us, Abe.
Thank you.
Abe Scar is with the Public Interest Research Group of Illinois.